Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces HHS is canceling mRNA development contracts. The technology poses more risks than benefits. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 7, 2025. U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced Tuesday his department is canceling mRNA vaccine development investments and contracts, citing scientific research that found mRNA technology poses more risks than benefits. At HHS, we have a division called the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA, Kennedy Jr. explained. BARDA drives some of our most advanced scientific research. It funds developments of vaccines, drugs, diagnostics, and other tools to fight emerging diseases and national health threats. Watch below. Over the past few weeks, BARDA reviewed 22 mRNA vaccine development investments and began canceling them, the HHS secretary revealed. Let me explain why, Kennedy Jr. continued. Most of these shots are for flu or COVID, but as the pandemic showed us, mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract. The HHS secretary elaborated. Here's the problem. mRNA only codes for a small part of the viral proteins, usually a single antigen. One mutation, and the vaccine becomes ineffective. This dynamic drives a phenomenon called antigenic shift, meaning that the vaccine paradoxically encourages new mutations and can actually prolong pandemics, as the virus constantly mutates to escape the protective effects of the vaccine. Millions of people, maybe even you or someone you know, caught the Omicron variant, despite being vaccinated. That's because a single mutation can make mRNA vaccines ineffective, Kennedy Jr. added. Kennedy Jr. went on to reveal the HHS has determined that mRNA technology poses more risk than benefits for these respiratory viruses after reviewing the science and consulting top experts at the National Institutes of Health, NIH, and the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. That's why, after extensive review, BARDA has begun the process of terminating these 22 contracts totaling just under $500 million, Kennedy Jr. continued in his announcement. Related flashback, Fauci, maybe the need for fourth dose boost for some people receiving mRNA vaccines. The HHS secretary explained that his department will prioritize the development of safer, broader vaccine strategies, like whole virus vaccines and novel platforms that don't collapse when viruses mutate in order to replace the troubled mRNA programs. Let me be absolutely clear, HHS supports safe, effective vaccines for every American who wants them, Kennedy Jr. asserted. That's why we're moving beyond the limitations or mRNA for respiratory viruses and investing in better solutions. Notably, U.S. lawmakers, the establishment press, and pharmaceutical representatives touted the new mRNA vaccine that was rushed to the market in response to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic as safe and effective. But on June 25, the FDA updated its requirements for Pfizer and Moderna to include new safety information about the risks of myocarditis and pericarditis following administration of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, the agency said. The FDA elaborated. Specifically, FDA has required each manufacturer to update the warning about the risks of myocarditis and pericarditis to include information about the estimated unadjusted incidence of myocarditis and/or pericarditis following administration of the 2023-2024 formula of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and the results of a study that collected information on cardiac magnetic resonance imaging, cardiac MRI, in people who developed myocarditis after receiving an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. The warning on myocarditis and pericarditis in the prescribing information for Comirnaty and Spikevax has been updated to convey that the observed risk of myocarditis and pericarditis following vaccination with mRNA COVID-19 vaccines has been highest in males 12 through 24 years of age, the FDA said. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.